Welcome to Sports Central. I'm Rick Drewer.
I'm Phil Fechner. Rick, here we are, part two of the Alf Skuse life and times and whatever else.
How lucky are we? I mean, seriously, it is an absolute privilege to be able to have him here again.
I think the only time I've ever had any questions down, I only got half written down. I got halfway through them, so we've had to do a part two. Alfie, we've gone through part of your footy career. What about your running? You're a runner as well.
Yeah, I used to. I only run to keep fit for football.
Yep.
And I thought I'd do 12. Keith Johnson, who I played footy with, he was a professional runner.
Yep.
And he talked me into it, just to get fit for the next season.
Yep, footy season.
And a chap by the name of Bill Bowyer trained me. He was deaf and dumb.
Deaf and dumb.
He was a runner in his younger days, and his wife was deaf and dumb as well. And I don't know how we used to communicate. I'm sure he could hear sometimes.
At least he couldn't yell at you when you weren't running
but
fast.
He was a magnificent masseur.
Alfie, that reminds me of my partner. She only hears when she wants to.
I think that's something to do with being a wife.
So I decided to take it on. And you want me to tell you about
it? Yes, please. Go on with it.
Keith Johnson arranged to, they had a big day. They have professional days of a Sunday at Kensington Oval, one of those out there.
Yep.
So I got out there this first Sunday, and here they all are with their bright little shorts on. They're all rubbed down. They've all got their own trainers and masseurs, and they're all getting ready. And I got my old pair of footy shorts on and a T-shirt. And Keith Johnson said to me, whatever you do, don't win it. It don't matter what it is. I said, but these bloody blokes, Rafi, have a look at them. I said, how am I going to keep up with them? And when we got on the starting line and the gun went off and got halfway down the straight and I was about 5 metres in front. And I thought, my godfather. So I pulled a hammy. Hopped over to the off the track on one leg. And I got away with it, but did I cop some abuse over there?
Hang on, I can't see them. I better slow down.
I don't know how I come to pull it.
You can't help bad luck, can you?
You can't help bad luck. Oh. And that's what it was.
Oh, God.
But he started me off, and because I had Bill Bowyer, who was a deaf and dumb chap, used to train me, and very good masseur, and he was the head trainer for Central Districts.
Oh, okay.
And when I used to train in the summertime, I used to train at Central Districts Oval, and they'd be out there practicing for their footy, and I'd be out there running as a pro runner. But I enjoyed it. I only wanted to do it just to keep fit for football. That was the main
thing. Now, Bay Sheffield, a winner?
Yep. That was a big highlight.
Yeah. Just shrugged his shoulders then, Rick. Hey? You won one? I haven't.
No, I haven't.
That was a big highlight. Because they come from all over Australia.
Yeah.
A chap by the name of Des Leedham was the favourite. He was one of Australia's best pros at that time. I was running as fast as I could ever run, I think. I could always run under even time. And if you could run even time for 100 metres... You were quite a good runner, but if I had a good day, I could run a metre or two under that. So in them days, to go to the Olympics, I never said that I'd make that, but to go to the Olympics or any of those, amateurs and professionals were different people.
Yep.
If you're a professional runner, you couldn't run for your country.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So I just went all out for 1 year. I won 3 or 4 gifts and lucky enough to win the Bay Chef, and that was a great thrill. I broke. They put me, I think I was off about 6 metres or 7 metres. I think I was about even money on the board.
Yep.
They had betting there. I never looked at the board anyway, but the fella reckoned I broke, but I was always very quick reflexes.
Yep.
So they put me back a yard. And it didn't bother me at the time.
Was that the penalty for breaking?
Yeah, for breaking. Right, yes, they put you back another meter. So that made it a bit harder.
But you still won it.
Yeah, still won it. I hit the front about halfway down and knew I had it then and won it by about a meter, I suppose. But that was fantastic. It really kept me fit.
Like now, I know you get 20 grand or more to win back then.
Yep, got 125 pound in them days.
And a bit of a trophy, or
and a trophy, yeah. I got a cutlery set, still got it.
Cutlery set. Yeah. Oh wow, so, that is unbelievable.
But you ran for the love of it in them days.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you basically did all sport for the love of it, didn't you? I mean, okay, you might have got a few bucks. What were you saying? You got how much for winning a game of footy?
Got £4.
£4.
£4.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, that would be. I mean, and you were saying that you. I mean, you had to go from Gawler to Adelaide
four times a week, five times a week. Like we'd have to go to Curly's pub on Friday night. Sunday you'd have to be down there for training. Tuesday and Thursday night were training nights. Then you go Saturday. Then sometimes you had to go for Sunday for treatment. So that went in 2 days.
Yes.
Never made a penny out of it. Just loved playing.
Absolutely.
And I think everybody, there wasn't many that made money in those days.
Wow. And look, I know you're a top gun lawn bowler. I've bowled against you and your dear wife, Kay. I believe Kay was the first ever lady to play a Premier League lawn bowls in Adelaide.
Yeah, she was. I'm that proud of her because she never played sport all her life. And even when she went to school, never played basketball. Or when I played footy, she was always following me and sitting there watching and taking the stats. And never. So, but my dad got her into bowls and he got her going. And then she got that good that Gawler decided to play her in the top division.
Yeah, yeah.
First woman ever. So
what fantastic.
What a fantastic effort. And she's a bowler.
She is a good bowler. I've seen her bowling and plenty of club championships. We'll quickly go on to her just for a couple of minutes.
Yeah,
she's won championship 6, 7?
Oh, more, I think.
More.
Yeah, and pairs. She's won about 6 pairs. We won a couple of the mixed pairs. She dumped me for a younger bloke.
Upgraded.
I think she's won about 6 or 8 ladies pairs, and I think she's won about 6 mixed pairs, I should say, and she's won quite a few singles. I don't know how. If she hadn't won it, she'd been runner up. So in the last 20 years, she's been in the final. Every year. So
that's unreal. And I know, look, Alfie injured at the moment, but you're a top grade bowler here too in Gawler. So and I have bowled against you, and you're better than average bowler, I can tell you that.
Well, while we're on sports, just for something different, tell us about your cricket career.
He can't have played cricket.
This bloke, I mean,
he couldn't have played cricket, surely.
If only he'd been a decent sportsman.
You know. I started off playing just for something to do in the summertime because I was playing, and we lived at Elizabeth North, right at the northern end.
Yep.
And of a night time, I used to run around the paddocks at the back, and used to run over to Smithfield Oval and do a couple of laps here. So they asked me if I'd play cricket. So I said, yeah, I've never played before, but... Not since school, about all.
Yeah.
So I joined up with Smithfield and loved it. They were fantastic mother blokes. And gradually I was the wicketkeeper.
Oh, okay.
So then I started off batting in the middle, then I went up to first in, and then when it went to an open bat, and I was lucky enough to still hold the record today, and that was made about 56 years ago.
Tell us about
that. So what was it?
It was a one-day game. Alfie? It was 20-over to game, so you
said. Oh, yeah.
And Lance Watson, Watson's a well-known Smithfield people.
Oh, okay.
And there's 3 or 4 of them played in the... And Lance, him and I opened the batting, and I made 128, not out, and he made 100. On the last ball of the 20 overs, he made his 100, which was fantastic.
Mm.
And we made 228, not out, in the run. And that still stands. It's about 56 years old now.
Wow. So I mean,
proud of that effort.
Just another little, sporting.
And how's your, what's your tennis career like?
Yeah. Didn't you ever play tennis?
Never played.
I would have beaten him at tennis.
Right, we're going out to have a game now.
They were the days when you played the sport for the sport.
Yeah, that's right. You played cricket in the summer and you played your footy in the winter.
That's right.
Now they're professional footballers, and I reckon they struggle with that.
And just for something different, when we were casually talking earlier, you were in horse racing for a while, is that right?
Yeah, well, I tried that too.
Melbourne Cup?
We shifted out towards Sandy Creek. We bought a couple of acres out there and got a timber frame put us, just a train horse, to mind you. So I had one really good horse, Make a Plea, her name was, and we brought her, Bob Lamont. He was an old shearer in Gawler. Him and I went halves for the horse.
Okay.
And we give her a race, and Jimmy Johnson rode her at Victoria Park. She ran second, and he said, she's too good. He said, you've got a champion here, Al. He said, she's too good to waste by running her. Let her mature a bit.
Yeah.
Give her a bit of a spell. Anyway, I let her out this day, and she just opened the gate out of the stables. In there's a quarter of an acre paddock where she used to run around the daytime. And she took off and bucked and jumped and went over and done a knee in.
Oh,
and,
no.
And that was the end of it.
Really?
And she was a little filly, but she looked like a stallion. She was built like a...
Little filly like Kay in there, is it? Sort of like that. Like a
Brahma bull, she was.
And how you obviously owned her.
Yeah, we owned her.
And did you choose her? I mean, was she potentially a good horse, or was it a bit of good luck?
We just brought her. Bob and I brought her. Yeah. And then I had another horse, Sunmiss. We won a couple of races with her. She won a couple of races.
Just mainly country
had
or?
Barra and places like that. But we done all right out of it. Something different.
Just throw horse racing but in there, Rick.
Through being a jockey in my younger days.
Yes, that would have been.
You had the interest in it, didn't you? Yeah.
I used to do all the work on it and all that. I used to ride at work, track work. And
all right, so you basically trained...
Trained it myself, yes, yeah. I've done it all myself, yeah.
So that was out at Sandy Creek, your base,
yeah,
was it?
Yeah, at Kalbeva.
All right. Kalbeva, yeah.
And did you have sort of a track out there, or did you bring it to
Gawler? No, I used to ride around the roads out there.
Isn't that what Lindsay Park and them do?
Yeah, they do. And if you wanted a galloper, you used to take it down the racetrack and...
That's unbelievable. Just imagine,
this bloke's got it all together. Just imagine the wasted money they've got with Lindsay Park. Yeah, you don't need that. You just use the roads.
I love coaching the kids. So when my son went to Gawler Primary, they asked me if I'd coach him.
And
they're a very small school. But we won premiership after premiership.
Is that right?
Had about a half a dozen lads there that I loved them all. They were my own son. And trained them that way, but I trained them like league footballers. But I had about five players here, and I used to do a curly and put them where we could win.
Oh, okay, yeah, the strong ones
and
there.
And they still got the trophy. They call their best and fairest after me now.
Do they? Really?
I coached them for about 10 years.
And they're wonderful. Quickly, your kids, I know you've got a daughter and a son. Yep. Your son play footy?
Yeah, he played footy. Yeah, he was going to be champion. He played for Central Districts. Wilbur Wilson seen me, and he said, we're going to play Tony in the... He's only 17.
Okay.
He said, we're going to play him in the A-grade this week. And I said, oh, that'd be great. So the first bounce, he played in the centre. First bounce, he bounced it out, kicked a goal. Second one, he come out with it, and a bloke grabbed him by the guernsey and threw him around and done his knee and completely had a full knee reconstruction.
And in those days, knee reconstructions
and his
aren't
knees
like
are stuff now.
Yeah, that's right. That's,
and that was the end of him. But he won all the best and fairest in Gawler. And
so he played for Gawler Central?
Gawler Central, yeah.
Okay, as a junior. And your daughter, any sport? Looking. She could be a model.
She takes after her dad, but...
I would have thought she looked a bit more like Kay.
But no, she's been good. She's always worked. She went to work when she was 14. She wasn't any good at school, so... She said to Mum, if I get a job, can I leave?
Yep.
Kay said, you won't get a job at 14, and they won't let you.
Yep.
Anyway, she went down to Runwood Mall, and there was an old chap in there in his late 80s. And she went in and asked him whether there was a job going. He said, yeah, we've got a job going. He said, how old are you? She's 14. So he employed her. And that started off, and she hadn't been out of work since.
Unbelievable.
She worked all her life.
Yeah.
And this chap really trained her. Like, he stood at the door, made sure that she'd done everything right, and he was the start of her life.
It's just a fantastic story, isn't it, Rick?
It goes on and on.
We could do part three of this, I think.
I think we'll have to do part three later on. Yes.
Tony Millad took after me. He was a brilliant cricketer. He could have played anywhere. Played in all the junior grades in the, around the state. Just that one
Fanta and the knee and that was
that's the trouble, isn't it? I mean we look in at today's sporting world and people do knees, but people have always been doing knees, but they only come back in recent times because surgery is so much better.
So good. And they hardly even have to
only got to look at Barry Robran and people like that. Once you did your knee back in the older days,
you're finished.
I've got one more question for you, Alfie. Your best couple, just name the top three, well, three of the best players that you play with or against.
Baldock and Whitten, Teddy Whitten, all those were with South Adelaide, like Darley was a
Darley.
He was a brilliant footballer, Peter. He was absolutely fantastic. His skills, his hands. He wasn't
tall enough, was he, for a ruckman, but he just...
He hit over with his ability.
Unbelievable, wasn't he?
As good as anybody, I think. David Cantilla was a character.
Cantilla.
When he first came down, he wouldn't talk. Couldn't get nothing out of him.
Really?
By the time he left, he'd sing your song.
That's a wonderful story.
Yeah, and he had a deaf and dumb. His wife was deaf and dumb.
Really?
Yeah, and she came down in later years and they lived in a boarding house out in Norwood somewhere. But he was a fantastic bloke too. David got killed in a car crash up there. But really?
I said it was my last question, but it's one more.
Second last.
Yeah, it was my second last question. How many left of the 64 Premiership? Alive.
There's about 12 still alive.
Okay.
But a couple of them are very sick.
Yeah. So they don't come to the reunions and that sort of thing. Not fit and healthy like yourself with your quick heart valve.
I was lucky. When I was 32, I was only given 10 years to live, so I've got over. I've dodged a lot of bullets in my life.
You'd better keep dodging them because we've got to get you back yet again later on.
Just fantastic.
Now, listen, I reckon because you told me I had to do it.
Yeah, you've got to quickly do a joke.
We've got to do a joke.
We usually finish the show with a joke, Alfie. Anyway, laugh or not.
So, the boxer, he was travelling pretty badly, and he said to his trainer, "How am I going?" as he prepared to go out for the final round. The trainer put it this way: "Well, if you knock him out, we might just sneak a draw."
So it sounds like he was struggling through. But this has been fantastic,
yep.
Rick.
Yep, fantastic. Alfie, thank you so much yet again for sharing your time.
But I can't talk at all.
No. And until the next time we see Alf, this is Rick.
This is Phil.